welcome to today's episode on the Moment of Truth with D Debunking Doctor, and I'm your host 3D D Debunking Doctor. How's the week been? I mean, the past few weeks, lots of things that happened here, like plenty of things. Talk about glaucoma week. Glaucoma is a disease of the eyes, right? And so many other things around it. And then also talk about the kidney week, you know, where people talked about, I mean, specialists talked about the disease of the kidney, how it can be prevented, you know, how it can be treated. Plus, well, the COVID-19 vaccine seems to, you know, be gaining quite some speed in Nigeria too. Okay, so dignitaries in Nigeria also showing us several videos of themselves getting the jab. Although even with the videos, but Nigerians are really skeptical about this vaccine. You know, you're not even sure if these people are getting the jab or not. It looks like the syringe is empty and there's nothing inside. I really do not blame anyone for whatever stance you have on this vaccine. One thing that I would still enjoin you to do is that it works to wash your hands frequently. It works to physically distance yourself. It works to wear your mask as and when due. It works. It works to pay attention to your environment, okay? So until you're really convinced about the vaccine, you know, convinced to get yourself or get your household to have it, please keep up the preventive measures, okay? And remember too that a vaccine is also a way to prevent a disease. You have a right to what you feel about it right now, and then be sure that whenever you're convinced it will help you, get it, okay? Get it and convince the other people around you to get it. You know, in recent times, let's say in the past 2 weeks, I've been getting like calls from some friends, amazingly married and unmarried, actually asking me about the same thing, and the questions actually revolve around vaginal bleeding. Yes, okay, so today I'll be talking on vaginal bleeding. My Instagram handle is d.debunkingthedoctor, in case you wish to visit and just look at some of the things that I've put there before. Before I go into the details of today's episode, I'll just take this 1 minute break and then I'll be back. Welcome back. Some time ago, actually, I spoke on menstruation, and talking about that topic was born out of getting lots of questions around it, like, okay, what is normal? I see my period now, I do not see it then, or I get stained because I really do not know that my period would come, you know. And because I could get answers to some of the questions around menstruation, I had to do or say something in that episode. It's an amazingly educative episode. And you, as a person, in case you still have questions around menstruation, or even, I mean, if you have younger ladies, girls, you know, that really, really need to get a very good grasp of what this monthly bleeding is about, then I would encourage you, okay, to refer them to that episode, or even you to listen to that episode, so that you can really, really understand what this is about. And yes, menstruation is normal. It is normal for every female to menstruate. There are other things around it, you know, knowing your cycle length, knowing your how long you bleed for, knowing what is normal, and then knowing what is abnormal, so that you know when, okay, this is not normal, that is abnormal. You know, all of those things are quite important for you to even tell if this menstruation is normal. You know, just like I said, there is normal menstruation and there's an abnormal one, if you want to, you know, look at it from the aspect of menstruation, right? And then there are other vaginal bleedings that are actually not menstruation. Okay, so what I'm saying in essence is that yes, there's menstruation and it is normal for all females to menstruate. But then there's also something that is called normal menstruation. Okay, so even with the monthly bleeds, there can actually be some abnormal variations. Okay, which is why you actually need to listen to that other episode so that you know what is normal and what is abnormal. Okay, but on today's episode, I'm going to be talking about abnormal vaginal bleedings. Okay, these are the things that should make you want to see your doctor, should make you want to talk to your doctor, so that you get his or her opinion and then you know the way to go. Right? Okay, so are you ready? Let's go. Okay, so in medicine, well, we have plenty of jargon. Like, you also know, jargon's everywhere. But then, somehow they make sense to us. the beginning of menstruation for every female with a reproductive ability is what we call menarche. Like menarche, M-E-N-A-R-C-H-E. Yeah, menarche is like the first, that's the age of first menstruation, right? And then remember, which is a common one, we also have menopause. Men, M-E-N, you know, someone used to say that everything about women starts with men. So menarche, menopause. Menarche is the beginning. Menopause is the stop, you know, the end of that menstruation interval, right? And the age varies, really. And then in recent times, we've seen that younger people are starting to, you know, people are starting to menstruate at really tender ages, age 10, age 11. And then by age, in fact, 40, mid-40s, early 50. Yeah, menopause is now coming in quite early.
So, in essence, menarche comes early, menopause comes early. And that's where we are right now in this dispensation. Okay, so just like I said, it is just going to be about abnormal vaginal bleedings. And that is to say that when you see these things, then it's important for you to talk to a doctor or see one, like, immediately. Okay, so I'm going to start from what we call intermenstrual bleeding. You know, usually you're supposed to take note of your last menstrual period, which is the first day of your last menstruation. So let's say that you menstruated on the 23rd of February to the 27th, or say 26th of February. Your last menstrual period is February 23. Mm-hmm. It is the first day of the last time you menstruated, not the last day. Hope you got that. Okay, so after that time, that is, well, I suppose that my listeners by now should be gurus at calculating their menstrual cycle. Well, if you still do not know how to, I'll just still encourage you to listen to my episode on menstruation that equips you with the ability to calculate your menstrual cycle, because that gives you the idea. I mean, helps you to know when to expect your next menstruation, so that way you're not caught unawares. You know, it doesn't look like, oh, it's like I'm stained, or it's like my period is here, and then you're not even prepared in any way. No, once you have a good grasp of your menstrual length, menstrual cycle length, pardon me, you already have like a really good idea of when to expect your next period, and that way you are better prepared for it, so you're not caught unawares. Okay, so if to say that the next time you're actually expecting your period is the 23rd or 24th or the 22nd of March, and then let's say on the 10th of March, like a blood stain on your panties, and then you overlooked it, and then between March and April, you saw another blood stain, say, you know, days or weeks before you would expect your normal period. That is what we call intermenstrual bleeding. It means that, you know, there's some blood loss between your periods, okay? And that is not normal, okay? That is not normal at all. It is not normal for you to bleed in between your periods. It may just be a pointer to something, and for you to know what that something is, you need to talk to a doctor. So first of all, it is abnormal to bleed in between your periods. When you see blood on days that you're not expecting your period to come, I mean weeks before then you need to pay attention, especially if that trend continues. I hope you paid attention to that, and you will need to see a doctor. Since I'm actually talking about menstruation, remember I told you that even in menstruation, there can be some abnormalities. Those abnormalities would include, you know, extreme pain. There should be no extreme pain with your menstruation. Some people have really, really extreme pain. Sometimes pain actually incapacitates them to do their daily activities. Some people will need hospital admission just because they are menstruating. You know, those things are not normal. And because they are not normal, you need to seek medical, you know, attention or medical care. The other thing would be extreme bleeding. Okay, some people pass clots of blood, like balls of blood that is already clotted. Some people will pass it when they are menstruating. Some people actually finish like a pack of 10, 15... some 20 actually sanitary pads every month. That is not normal. I mean, if you have to now compare to what it used to be before, if this is not you, you know, this is not your period, it's not usually this heavy before, and then suddenly it becomes heavy. You're changing your pad like every 3-4 hours, then that is not normal, and you will need, it's important that you talk to a doctor, talk to a health practitioner that can help you. Okay, so those are not normal. It is also not normal that, you see your period, say, every 3 months or every 4 months. That is also not normal. Menstruation is supposed to come every month. So, I mean, it's not normal that you see your period every 3 months or every 4 months. Some people every 6 months. Once that happens, you should actually seek medical advice, because that is not normal. Menstruation is expected to come every month. When you don't experience that as a young lady, you need to talk to a doctor so that you can be evaluated. I hope I've been able to pass that that message. Yes, and it also helps you disseminate that information to the people around you. Okay, so I've talked about the menstrual things, right? The other one that I'd like to mention quickly is what we call the post-coital bleeding. Well, that's like plenty English. Coital or coitus in medicine means sexual intercourse. When you hear us say post something, it means that it happens after. So I'm saying that it is abnormal for you to bleed after meeting with your partner. Okay, it is abnormal to bleed after sex. I mean, let's say that you had sex now, and then before you know it, you're staining your panties. I mean, you have spottings of blood on your panties just after meeting with your partner. That is not normal. Okay, and that may be a pointer to the need to actually see a doctor. If it is not that, this is your first sexual experience, right? Because for some people, when it is their first, well, it may come with some form of bleeding, from breaking of the hymen. But outside that, I mean, you've always had sex, and then suddenly you're seeing stains of blood in your panties every time you have sex. Even if it's not every time, once in a while, that is not normal, and you would need, it's important that you talk to a doctor. That's the second one. Remember, the first I mentioned is bleeding that occurs in between your normal periods is abnormal. Bleeding that happens, vaginal bleeding that happens just after sexual intercourse is not normal. Okay, the third one that I'll mention is vaginal bleeding that happens after you have been pronounced menopausal. Okay, the meaning is that, just like I said, the end of menstruation is what we call menopause. Yeah, we all know that, right? And usually before the menopause would come, there is usually a period of irregular menstruation. They see blood, they actually menstruate this month, and then 2 months after they see it again, and then it comes in before a day or two it disappears, and then 2 months or 3 months after they see another blood stain that is there for 2 days or three that disappears. So the irregularity is there before you now get to the point that you stop seeing nothing. I mean, no bleeding whatsoever. And we can only now pronounce you menopausal when you have not seen any blood stain whatsoever for 1 year straight. That's for 12 months straight. Okay, so it means that after 12 months of no bleeding whatsoever from the vagina, if bleeding then suddenly starts to come, that is what we call postmenopausal bleed, then there is the need to talk to a doctor immediately for further evaluation, so that any, untoward possibility can be nipped in the bud and dealt with immediately. So remember, the third one is what we call postmenopausal bleeding. Once you are menopausal as a woman, your period has stopped for the last 1 year, you have not seen any bleeding, and then suddenly you're seeing this blood stain on your underwear, you need to talk to a doctor. That's the third. And then the last one that I want to mention is actually bleeding that relates to pregnancy. Any bleeding whatsoever that occurs after you have been, confirmed pregnant, for some people, their tummy is right there in front of them, and then, this bleeding comes. It is not normal, okay? If you see it, then you should go to the doctor. What I'm saying is you should not take it for granted, right? Don't take any bleeding in pregnancy for granted. Even if it's early pregnancy, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 7 months, and then you're seeing this blood stain on your panties, you need to get to the hospital and mention it. Okay, not that you now say, oh, I forgot to mention this. That is not something you should forget. Any bleeding in pregnancy should be attended to, okay, regardless of the stage of pregnancy. And then the other one that I also like to mention is bleeding after birth. Yes, after giving birth, there is what we call lochia. Dukia is some pinkish, you know, initially bloody, right? Vaginal discharge that comes after childbirth. And then it usually gradually reduces in intensity. That's like the redness reduces, you know, it goes to from red to pink. And then over time, it just stops. Okay, that is normal for every female once they put to bed. But then it becomes abnormal if this vaginal bleed that starts after birth, you know, does not stop or gets worse or becomes heavy. You start to heavily bleed after you had given birth. Some people are already at home 3 days, 4 days after giving birth, and then this bleeding is not stopping, it is not clearing, it just continues to come and it is heavy like that. That is not normal, okay? And you need to go back to the hospital to tell them, oh, I've put to bed, you know, about 3-4 days ago, about a week ago, and I'm still bleeding, like the blood is still coming. Don't just assume, oh, it was because I gave birth. Okay, you need to talk to a doctor. You're not expected to be bleeding profusely or to be passing, you know, really bloody discharge a week, 2 weeks after you had given birth. It's expected to clear gradually over the days after you put to bed. Okay, so in summary, the first is what I call the intermenstrual bleed, the bleedings that occur between your normal periods. Okay, that is not normal. Please talk to a doctor. The second that I mentioned is bleeding after sexual intercourse. It is not normal when you see blood stain or vaginal bleeds after you have met with your partner. It is not normal. Talk to a doctor. The third that I talked about is postmenopausal vaginal bleed. You know, bleedings from vagina that occur after a woman has stopped seeing her period for more than 1 year. Like 1 year of no menstruation and then this bleeding just came or just appeared. You should talk to a doctor immediately. Right? It is not enough to just wear a sanitary pad after 1 year of not wearing one. See a doctor and complain to them about it immediately. And the last one I mentioned is any bleedings around pregnancy. It is not normal. Talk to a doctor. Don't just take it for granted. Okay? Talk to a doctor and let them check you out. And I also mentioned that it is abnormal to continue to bleed after childbirth. Yes, I said that after putting to bed, there's what we call, you know, that lochia. That's what we call it. And then over time, it clears. But then if you do not see it clear or you see that the bleeding continues, I mean, you continue to bleed after birth, you should not just assume that, you know, it is childbirth. You need to talk to a doctor so that you evaluate it. Let them tell you, oh, this is normal, you know, and then you now keep your calm. Okay, but don't just assume that it is normal to continue to bleed after birth. Well, I hope with today's episode I've been able to help with something and you've been able to gain one or two things. I really do hope to hear from you. You know, I look forward to your feedback usually. It sweetens my stomach. Okay, it makes me really excited and, you know, it's one encouragement I have to continue to do this. Till the next time I'll be here. Please stay safe. Stay safe. Stay safe. And be security conscious. Yeah, I think that's one thing we need to start telling one another in Nigeria right now. Please be security conscious and stay safe. Have a very wonderful week.